Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Two law firms are investigating a Moorhead company for potential federal security law violations. A local hospital is expanding its intensive care unit to accommodate COVID patients. Health officials at King Daughters say they too are running out of beds. ICU nurses are encouraging everyone to be vaccinated. National health officials have authorized booster vaccines for people with weakened immune systems. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with a low around 68. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Two law firms have announced they are investigating Moorhead-based company AppHarvest for potential federal securities law violations. A press release from firm Brager, Eagle & Squire Thursday says they are also investigating if the company engaged in unlawful business practices. The move comes after the company reported a $32 million net loss in the second quarter ending June 30th. Stock prices dove over 20% after the loss was made public. AppHarvest has also scaled back its sales goals for the year. Original estimates were between $20 and $25 million. Now they are between $7 and $9 million. Yahoo Finance posted a similar release from firm Block and Leventon, saying they are investigating violations as well. The Herald Leader reports the company is facing a few issues. Among them are a 10-year low in tomato prices in May of this year and the quality of tomatoes grown being lower than expected. CEO Jonathan Webb cited scaling up the Moorhead facility to 400 employees as a challenge, saying training that many people to hit the yield and quality has been difficult. AppHarvest entered public trade in February of this year. Hospitals across the Commonwealth are admitting a record number of COVID-positive patients, and the facilities are running out of room. Healthcare officials in Moorhead say they are seeing the most rapid rise in the number of cases since the pandemic began. Dr. Will Milan is the chief medical officer at St. Clair Healthcare. He says the hospital is opening an expanded ICU since its regular ward is full.
We also have a lot of patients who are not as critically ill, but also in the hospital. We are at a record, I believe, in terms of how many patients we have. We're also seeing a lot of patients in the emergency department with COVID, more than we've seen in a long time.
Milan says people working in healthcare are worn out, and the best way Kentuckians can help them is to get vaccinated. Officials with King's Daughters Medical Center are sharing their experiences with the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. The health organization uploaded a video to social media Thursday, the same day over 2,700 new infections were reported in the Commonwealth. Speaking in the upload are Chief Medical Officer Dr. Stacy Caudill and Hospital Dr. Joshua Bryant. The two discussed the increased admissions there, the decreased average age of those affected from around 75 years old to 55 years old, and the same being said for the deaths they are seeing. Dr. Bryant says there has been one aspect of it all that has been particularly difficult to deal with.
When you're dealing with patients of this age that are critically ill and you're discussing kind of what led to this, it's difficult not to discuss the possibility of why they weren't vaccinated. And what we're seeing is a lot of regret from patients and family members that they chose not to vaccinate and are now dealing with some pretty dire health consequences when it's really too late to implement any changes at that point.
Dr. Caudill says the hospital's COVID ICU is currently full and they have now opened a fourth COVID unit. 94% of patients currently admitted there have not been vaccinated. Catherine Sherman's first day as a nurse was in July of 2020. The next day, she was assigned to her hospital's intensive care unit, coming face-to-face every shift with a killer pandemic. In the past year, she says she's seen more people die from COVID-19 than she can count. Unlike earlier in the pandemic, the people she sees dying now are those who simply made the decision not to get the vaccine. Sherman tells WTVF, even if those individuals do survive, some will never be the same.
I am talking about the people who survived COVID, and now they're going to be dependent on oxygen the rest of their life. The people who survived COVID, and now they're going to live in a nursing facility for the rest of their life because of COVID, they had an anoxic brain injury. And now they are so brain damaged that they cannot care for themselves.
Sherman says she hopes those who are not vaccinated will make plans to go right away so they do not become another one of her many patients. U.S. health regulators have authorized an extra dose of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines in people with weakened immune systems to better protect them from the virus. The announcement yesterday by the Food and Drug Administration applies to millions of Americans who take immune-suppressing medicines because of organ transplants, cancer, or other disorders. The decision does not apply to otherwise healthy individuals. Health authorities are closely monitoring if and when the general population will need a booster shot, but say for now, the vaccines continue to be highly effective in most healthy people. A vaccine advisory panel with the Centers for Disease Control will have to sign off on the FDA's authorization before doctors can begin prescribing the extra vaccine. The panel was scheduled to meet today. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays. Sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones, Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
During Thursday's superintendent webcast, Kentucky Department of Education officials fielded questions regarding an emergency regulation passed by the Kentucky Board of Education requiring universal masking in public schools. The webcast came after special KEB and local superintendents' advisory council meetings to discuss the emergency regulation, which the KBE voted unanimously to approve. Per state law in Kentucky, emergency regulations are for 270 days, but the KBE indicated they would call a special meeting to consider withdrawing or amending the regulation based upon the changes in guidance from state and national public health officials. Commissioner of Education Jason Glass says the regulations are necessary considering on average 550 Americans die from COVID-19 each day.
If some foreign entity had done this to us, we would consider it an act of war, and we would unite arms and do whatever it took as a state, as communities, and as a nation to combat this and overcome it. We're having a hard time with that, with COVID, but that's what we need to do. It's time that we stop messing around with COVID and we do what it takes to get this behind us.
Glass says the KDE is working on non-regulatory guidance to accompany the emergency regulation. The guidance will include additional information on addressing populations exempt from the regulation. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says opponents of his recent mask mandate in school are not considering the gravity of the renewed COVID-19 surge and troubling signs that younger people are more susceptible. Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron says his Kentucky Supreme Court filing challenging the governor's new mask rule isn't about impugning his motives, but rather the fact that he believes Beshear ignored the rules. Those rules include new General Assembly-approved laws requiring the governor to consult with the legislature ahead of such decisions. But Beshear's pushback on the changes and the high court has yet to weigh in. In the meantime, Beshear says detractors should take a closer look at the data.
Those that have been critical of steps and the right steps that I had to take earlier this week, none of them have acknowledged how quickly this is spreading, and none of them have acknowledged we have more cases in children and we have more admissions of kids, more kids in the ICU than ever before.
The state Supreme Court ruled in 2020 that the governor's virus-related emergency orders were constitutional. Kentucky's junior senator, Rand Paul, waited more than a year to disclose that his wife bought stock in a company that makes a COVID-19 treatment. It's an investment that was made after Congress was briefed on the threat of the virus, but before the public was largely aware of its danger. WCPO reports the Republican senator filed a disclosure Wednesday, revealing that Kelly Paul purchased as much as $15,000 in Gilead stock in February 2020. Trades are supposed to be reported within 45 days. A spokeswoman says Kelly Paul used her own earnings to make the investment and said the failure to disclose was an oversight. Federal, state, and local officials joined at the Pike County Courthouse Tuesday to sign a partnership for the Leviza Fork floodproofing project in Coal Run. The project calls for flood walls, a levee, a ring wall, and floodproofing more than 2,000 structures in Pikeville, Coal Run Village, and Elkhorn City. County Judge Executive Ray Jones tells WSAZ the precautions will prevent history from repeating itself.
We all have seen the devastation of flooding in the Big Sandy Valley. My parents' business was flooded in 1984 on May 7th. That's a day I'll never forget. And, you know, the Leviza Fork floodproofing project that we're getting ready to start could have spared my parents and a lot of other families significant financial hardship.
The fiscal court received a $400,000 ARC grant to help with the project. Appalachian researchers are bringing a social work lens to agriculture by examining the challenges to farmers' mental health. In a 2021 survey from the American Farm Bureau, more than half of farmers reported mental health challenges, and 2 in 3 said the pandemic had impacted their mental health. Fiona Daugherty is a doctoral student and graduate research associate at The Ohio State University College of Social Work. She says there are a variety of challenges beginner farmers go through.
Those first couple of years can be a roller coaster of kind of learning the hard way through mistakes, especially if they are first-generation farmers.
Daugherty says diversity, equity, and inclusion have been key pillars at each step of the process as a way to amplify voices that aren't always included in this type of research. Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association has partnered with the Department of Public Health to promote vaccinations in an effort to combat potential cancellations of fall sporting events. During a superintendent's webcast Thursday, KHSAA Commissioner Julian Tackett reported that last fall, athletes lost a quarter of their season due to COVID-19 disruptions. According to LEX18, the KHSAA hopes more Kentuckians will get the vaccine to provide a season that will be free of cancellations. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning hours, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late afternoon, partly sunny throughout the day with a high near 83. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low around 61. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Shamari Mosley, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, and Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.